Okay, good morning, everyone. The topic is defining Erev Shabbat in Halacha. Every Friday is Erev Shabbat, and my question is, what's the definition halachically? And the reason I say this, of course, this week is what Dr. Daniel spoke about, and we'll just do it very, very briefly. Look at the source sheet. The Abu Draham mentioned in the Beit Yosef says that Erasara Betevet Chalef Amim Beshishi, sometimes Asara Betevet can come out on Friday like this week. However, the rest of the fast days will not ever come out on Friday. And the Mishnah Berurah explains because of the famous law of At Bash. Are you familiar with the law? I have to admit, when I grew up in pre-1K, they didn't teach me the At Bash rule. At Bash means first letter of the Jewish alphabet and the last, and then you know the whole Jewish calendar. So if you know the first day of Pesach, Aleph Pesach, it's always going to correspond to Tav, which is Tisha B'Av. Bet of Pesach is always going to correspond Shin, which is anyone? Shavuos. Thank you, Dr. Daniel. Number three. What's the next letter? Gimel. Gimel of Pesach. First day Chol HaMoed in Chutz La'aretz, second day in Israel. It's going to correspond to Resh, which is Rosh Hashanah. So this past year, we celebrated Pesach on what day of the week? Thursday night? Wednesday night, I believe. It was a 3-day Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz. So it was Wednesday night in Israel. That means that the first day of Rosh Hashanah indeed was Shabbos, because that was the third day of Pesach, and et cetera, et cetera. According to that particular way of doing the calendar, none of the fast days will come out on Friday except for Asara B'Teves. Because it does this week, I thought it would be a good time to deal with how do we define Erev Shabbos in Halacha? Is it an important day? Is it a special day? Or is it just before the special day? As you know, in the Jewish calendar, we have many days before special days. And we call it Erev Chanukah. We call it Erev Purim. Doesn't really have a status in Halacha, just a day before. But maybe the example is what we call Yom HaMiyuchas. Have you heard of Yom HaMiyuchas? Yom HaMiyuchas. Anyone know when Yom HaMiyuchas is? The important day with great yichus.
Basimon.
Bes Sivan. Why is it Yom HaMiyuchas? Because nothing happened. The day before is Rosh Chodesh Sivan. The day after is the 3 days before getting the Torah, Shloshet Yemei HaHagbalah. What happened that day? Nothing. So what do we call it? Yom HaMiyuchas. That's the Jewish way. What do we call Kiddush on Shabbos morning? Kiddusha Rabbah, the great Kiddush. Why is it the great Kiddush? Because it has one sentence. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, great Kiddush. So my question is, does Erev Shabbos mean anything in Halacha or not? So in order to get into this, please tell me if Dr. Daniel helped with these sources, because if so, I'll just zip through them. The Tosefta in Tainis, the Gemara in Eruvin. Gemara Eruvin, I just heard. Okay. Tosefta in Tainis brings a machlokas at the beginning of the source sheet that says between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, if a fast day comes out on Erev Shabbos, in this case, Tisha B'Av, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to eat before Shabbos so you don't go into Shabbos kishehu me'uneh while fasting. And Rabbi Yossi says, areza mitaneh u'mashlim, you have to finish fast. This Tosefta is repeated in the Gemara in Eruvin, but with an addition. In Jewish law, we always have opinions. We don't agree on anything. Everybody knows that from Kiddush Levana. What do I mean from Kiddush Levana? You know, Kiddush Levana, I have to admit, it's one of the most beautiful days of the month. This is a day of the month where, quite frankly, I believe it's beautiful because it's after Shabbos. It's like the holy stuff is over and the Jews stay for another 5 minutes just to acknowledge we went through another month. And during Kiddush Levana, the Jews have to do what they always do, they disagree. What do the Jews disagree about in Kiddush Levana? One Jew goes up to another Jew and says, Shalom Aleichem. And what does the Jew repeat?
Aleichem shalom.
Aleichem shalom. You see, we can't even agree on that. You can't agree on salutations. Someone says good morning. Someone says, no, it isn't. It's how are you? So quite frankly, we don't agree on anything. So difference of opinions in halacha, I'm used to. But when the Gemara in Eruvin brings this machlokas, it adds something. That is, that there were rabbis that followed the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and when an Erev Shabbos happened to be a fast day, they broke the fast before Shabbos, in order not to go into Shabbos fasting for the reasons Dr. Daniel mentioned. So that already gives buttress to that point of view. We see here that Rabbi Yehuda states that Rabbi Akiva on Erev Shabbos, that was a fast day, made sure to eat something small before Shabbos in order laharot latalmidim halacha. You can't get more clear than that. I got to teach my Talmidim how to act. And again, Rabbi Yossi says the descending opinion, and very surprisingly, the Gemara does not paskin like this story, which buttresses the point of view that you do not finish the fast on a Friday, and says, Darash Mar Sutra Mishrei de Rav Ahuna, Halacha Mitanim U'Mashlimin, and the Rambam paskins this, in Ilchot Taniyot, Chaliyot Be'erev Shabbat, Mitanin Be'erev Shabbat. However, even though that's what the Rambam paskined, based on the Gemara paskining, the Machlokas Rishonim is very fascinating. And if you look here, we have four different opinions as to what to do when a fast day comes out on an Erev Shabbos on a Friday. The Rokeach comes along and says, simple like the Rambam, Mimitaneh Yashlim Adalaila. Very simply, it's a regular fast day. You start in the morning, you end at night. That's it. Alota Shachar Til Tzeta Kochavim. It's a regular fast day. Not so with regard to other opinions. And let's continue. The Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah, as everybody knows, Harav HaMagid, he wrote a parish on the Rambam, and he says as follows, Katava Ravid Zal. We all know the Ravid. Elam Ru Mashlim, Elashino Chel Kodem Shkia Sachama. Avavavai Mishetishka Achama, Mitosefek Shabbatu, Bekar Kidesh Hayom, Im Ratzal Lechol Ochel, Kevan Shenichnas Letchum Shabbat, Shuv Eino Rashai Lehitano. Very simply, says the Magid Mishnah, that if this Friday you're fasting, the minute that Shkia comes, what happens on a regular Friday at Shkia? We light candles in Efrat 18 minutes before Shkia. So we have a little leeway. We have a din of Tosefet Shabbos. You have to add on a bit to Shabbos. So from our perspective, a minute before Shkia, it's Shabbos. For us, it's Shabbos. So Shkia Tachama, it's Shabbos. Therefore, says the Ravid, you can't fast past Shkia Sachama. So even though on a regular fast day we go till Tzeita Kochavim, this particular Friday is different because once Shabbos comes in, Shabbos and fasting can't live together. And therefore, the fast ends at Shkia and not at Tzeita Kochavim. From our perspective, we're talking about an 18-minute difference, maybe a 20-minute difference. That's about it. What's the common denominator between these two points of view? Beforehand, Bruce, what's the common denominator between these two points of view? What's the assumption behind their words? That Friday is a regular Friday. And until Shabbos comes in, it's a regular Friday and a regular fast day. And therefore, you fast until Shabbos. The difference of opinion is that mean Tzeita Kochavim or Shkia? Okay. Understand the Rokeach. After all, during twilight, there's certain things that are still allowed, such as asking a non-Jew to do even a malacha de oraisa for you. So if you're stuck on Friday on the road and you pull into a gas station before Shabbos and you're stuck, you can ask a non-Jew to drive your car, isa de oraisa, to the place you need to go during Ben Hashmashos. I understand. So the Rokeach says, Til Tzeita Kochavim. And the Magid Mishnah in the name of the Ravid says till Shkia, but the common denominator is until that time, it's a regular weekday. It's not a special day. And therefore we fast. Bruce, yeah.
Is it any manner of semantics? If you had breakfast in the morning, and then you skip lunch because you're busy, and you're now getting ready for Shabbos, you haven't eaten all day, practically speaking, and you're going into Shabbos. So
we'll get to
whatever
that.
The category you called
it. Yeah, we'll get to that. Very good. Okay. We'll get to it. Very good question. Very good question. If you're not fasting because it's a fast day, but you're not eating because you didn't have time to eat, is that considered fasting? We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Okay, so these two points of view say Friday's a weekday and you fast all day. However, the other two points of view disagree. The Mordechai. Have you heard of the Mordechai? I don't know why he was never called Rabbi Mordechai. The Mordechai was the Harusa of the Rosh. The Chavrusa of the Rosh, under their Rebbe, the Maharam was taken into captivity. The Mordechai was killed by Kiddush Hashem. And his Chavrusa of the Rosh ran away to Spain. So the Mordechai the Mordechai goes ahead and quotes his Rebbe, the Maharam. What did he do? Katav Rabbeinu Meir, this is my Rebbe, the Maharam. The Hashlamata Anit Be'er Shabbos Sagi Ad La'achar Tfilat Arvit Shehu Miplaga Mincha Be'im Ba'at Zibur Mi'Beit HaKneset Mi'Ba'od Yom Mutar Le'echol Mi'ad Be'kevan Dekari Talalu Imken Par Kiblu Shabbat Aleihem. So come along the Mordechai, in the name of his Rebbe, and says, once we in Shul accept Shabbos, and we leave Shul and say, good Shabbos, the fast is over. How early can that be? But we all know that the rules and regulations of Shabbos dictate that from Plag HaMincha, about an hour and a quarter prior to Shkia, or Tzeit HaKochavim, we basically can accept Shabbos. That's what we do in the early Shabboses. And then the fast is over, explains the Haga'ot Maimoniot, again, Ashkenazic world. Uperush Hashlama, when the Gemara says you have to mitaneh u'mashlim, means mitaneh after shekibel Shabbat, v'tilat Shabbat, u'mitlaga mincha. What does it mean, Hashlama? What does it mean, mitaneh u'mashlim? You finish the fast up until Shabbos. Once Shabbos comes in, fast is over. So as you can see, we can turn part of Friday into Shabbos by accepting Shabbos early, and the fast will be over when the Shabbos comes in. How does Shabbos come in? Either by choice or by force, like everything in life. Namely, Arthur can come and sit here this morning and learn Torah out of freedom of choice. And if he doesn't want to, we'll tie him up and we'll tell him, you have to learn Torah whether you like it or not. Just like we do to anyone that doesn't do mitzvot. Maybe we don't do that today, but in this year, we're going to do it. We're kofin ala mitzvot. So to make a long story short, Arthur, very simply, Shabbos comes in against your choice by Shkia or Tzeit HaKochavim, but Shabbos can come in by choice earlier, 9 a.m. You can't say Friday morning, it's Shabbos. No, it has to be from Plag HaMincha, not about an hour and a quarter before Shkia or Tzeit HaKochavim. And that's what the Maharam says. And ultimately, from this perspective, it doesn't have to be Dafka Plag HaMincha, but if we daven this Friday and we finish davening, I don't know, 10, 20 minutes before Shkia, it's Shabbos. Because it's Shabbos, I can no longer put on the lights. Okay. But it also means I can no longer fast. And therefore, finished. Fast is over. Shabbos, let's eat. Yes, Arthur.
So that means on a Sereb HaTavis, on a Friday, you can't say good Shabbos to people early, like you always do. If you see someone in the shopping and you know, you just say, I'm just asking, because if you say good Shabbos, are you accepting Shabbat?
Oh, if you say good Shabbos, are you accepting Shabbat? I don't know the lumdus behind the question that Arthur just asked. Arthur, are you referring to the lumdus of Kiddush? Arthur just asked a fascinating question. Oh, I'm going to answer Arthur's question. First of all, in the morning of Shabbos, a morning of Friday, you can say good Shabbos and means nothing. You can't accept from Plag HaMincha on, if you accepted Shabbos and said good Shabbos, it could very well be you fulfilled your biblical obligation of Kiddush. And then when you go home, you take a cup of wine and you make the more formalized Kiddush, it's only the Rabbanan. And this leads to a whole question of people at home who didn't say good Shabbos yet. Maybe they have to make Kiddush because they're still biblically obligated. And you, Arthur, already just rabbinically obligated. But the good Shabbos trick, quote unquote, won't work before Plag HaMincha. After Plag HaMincha, we have to discuss it. I'll just add a monkey wrench. Kiddush has a few things that need to be in it, such as the word Zecher LiYetzias Mitzrayim. So if you say good Shabbos per se, it may not fulfill your obligation. I'll have to say good Shabbos, Zecher LiYetzias Mitzrayim. All right, then we have to sit down and discuss who's going to make Kiddush that night. All right. To our story, these three points of view assume Friday's a regular day. And until Shabbos comes in, it's still a regular day. The only difference is, when does Shabbos come in? According to the Rokeach Tzeit HaKochavim, according to the Magid Mishnet Shkia, and according to the Maharam, from when the congregation accepts Shabbos after Plag HaMincha. But they all agree, until that time, it's a regular weekday. You can call it Friday, Erev Shabbos, it means nothing. Our problem begins, or the festification begins, when we see the Tosfos. Did Dr. Daniel discuss the Tosfos? The Tosfos says, what does the Gemara mean, mitaneu mashlim? It means you can finish the fast, but you don't have to. Now, why would that be true? After all, we saw a difference of opinion in the Gemara that do you fast on Friday all day or not? And the Gemara says, Mitaneu Mashlim. Also says it doesn't mean that. It means if you want to. Now, how come on a regular fast day I can choose if I want to, but all of a sudden here on Erev Shabbos, Asara B'Tavis, I can? Big question. If I can quote the Tosfot and the Rosh, U'mashlim perushim yirtzeh v'lo chashiv t'mitaneh b'Shabbat. And as the Mordechai explains, in a beautiful story, Pamachat Asara B'Tavis Yom Vav, exactly this week, he explained, you can finish the fast, but you don't have to, because we have an additional law on Friday. What's the law of Friday? This is not a law of Shabbos. This is a law of Friday. Like Havdalah is a law of Motzei Shabbos. What's the law of Friday? The law of Friday is don't go into Shabbos fasting. On a regular Friday, forget about a fast day. Don't go into Shabbos hungry. We're going to see in a moment, maybe you shouldn't go into Shabbos too satiated. But don't go into Shabbos hungry. Now, this opinion already says something different. It doesn't say, oh, Friday's a regular weekday, and therefore, who cares? It's saying Friday is a special day. It has a special law. What's the special law of Friday that doesn't exist on Thursday? Don't go into Shabbos fasting. From here, we can deduce already maybe Friday is different, but there'll be two ways to explain it. What are the two ways to explain it, Alex? Number one, we could say Friday's a weekday, but because it's the day before Shabbos, don't go into Shabbos fasting. Nothing to do with Friday. Or we can say, no, Friday has inherent importance. And therefore, that day you shouldn't be uncomfortable in terms of your gastronomical various processes. And thus, the question begins with the Tosfot. So if I didn't see the Tosfot, the Gemara says you finished the fast day. Three Rishonim said, the whole question is, when does it end on Friday? Or to be more precise, when does Shabbat enter? I would say, the regular day, Shabbos enters, fast is over. But because the Tosfot said, you don't have to finish the fast on Friday. You shouldn't go into Shabbos fasting. That already brings the question of maybe Erev Shabbos is a special day in and of itself. And let's see, as we turn the page, that's the case. So as you turn the page, you will see that, indeed, in this particular question, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if indeed it comes out on Friday, you finish the fast. And the Ramah says, up until the time that you come out of shul. Well, those two opinions indeed assume that Friday is a regular day, and the whole question is when does Shabbos, the next day, begin? However, if we go to the next page, we will see that this is a big difference of opinion. What is the status of Erev Shabbos? And once again, and this is my little chiddush for the day, it's the same Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Unless they're two different people by the same name, they're consistent. Rabbi Yossi says, on a regular Erev Shabbos, a Friday, you're eating, you can eat up until it gets dark. Why do you have to stop when it gets dark? What do you need to do when it gets dark on a Friday night? What?
Davin.
Davin. Nice. But make Kiddush. You can't eat without making Kiddush. Okay. But Friday's a regular day. Eat all you want. The fact that the next day, Shabbos, when Shabbos comes in, I'll deal with its rules and regulations. But Friday's a regular day. That's the same Rabbi Yossi who said, if it's a fast day, finish the fast day. It's a regular day. Rabbi Yehuda said, don't go into Shabbos fasting. Very not surprisingly, he's the same Rabbi Yehuda that says, lo yochal adam barvei shabbatot v'yamim tovim mina mincha v'lamala, kidei sheikanes l'shabbat kishehu tava. On a regular Friday, from the time of Mincha, probably Kitana, this is 9 hours into the day. 9 and a half hours into the day. One should not eat so he can go into Shabbos with a good appetite. Now again, this is the same Rabbi Yehuda who said, don't finish the fast. I would like to suggest that Rabbi Yehuda perhaps believes that a regular Friday is not a regular day of the week. A Friday is a special day in and of itself. And therefore, it has rules and regulations that don't exist on Thursday, Wednesday, or Tuesday. Not because it's the day before Shabbos, but because it's special in and of itself. Of course, you could say to me, but Rabbi, read his words. He didn't say, Friday, you shouldn't eat too much because it's a special day. He said, Friday, don't eat too much. Why? Don't go into Shabbos to satiate it. That being the case, well, due respect, that this he says, it's because the next day is Shabbos, not because today is special. And indeed, this difference of opinion, is Friday special in and of itself? Or is Friday not special in and of itself? But rather, Friday is a regular day. It just happens to be the day before Shabbos. This difference of opinion reflects itself in various halachos. And indeed, on this question, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, Asur likfor be'erev Shabbat se'uda u'mishteh she'no ragil b'yemei hachol, mipnei kvod ha'Shabbos, she'ikanes Shabbat she'u ta'ev lechol. So what is the Shulchan Aruch paskin? Regular Friday, you can eat your breakfast and lunch as usual. But don't make a special meal on Friday that you don't usually have, but you have a good appetite going into Shabbos. He doesn't say Friday's special. He says Friday's regular. It just happens to be the day before Shabbos, and therefore have a good appetite for the next day. This is the same Shulchan Aruch who said, if it's a fast day, finish it. Friday's a weak day, like Thursday, like Wednesday. But the next day is Shabbos, so we prepare for Shabbos. And one of the things is not to eat too much. Not so regarding the Rokeach. Comes along the Rokeach and says, and we eat an old lechatchila be'arvei Shabbatot. Da'amrinan b'shalei Megillat Ta'anit. And let me stop here. Commercial break. Does everyone know what Megillat Ta'anit is?
What kind of Ta'anit?
Pardon?
What was it called?
Megillat Ta'anit.
An old Masechta that lists the days one shouldn't fast on.
When what?
When one should not
fast. Excellent. On. See, this is again the cynicism of Jewish law. We said Kiddush Rabbah means a big Kiddush because it's so short. Yom HaMiyuchas is a very special day because nothing ever happened on that day. But here is the third example. Why is it called Megillat Ta'anit? Because these are the days that you're not allowed to fast. But it's called the Megillah of Fasting. Right? What do we call the laws of mourning in halacha? Hilchot smachot. Everyone sees the cynicism here? Okay. So Megillat Ta'anit, the Gemara says, was batel. The only two halachos that remain from Megillat Ta'anit is called Chanukah and Purim. However, Rokeach seems to bring it as a halacha. Not sure why. And the Rokeach says, why can't you fast on Erev Shabbos and Yontif? Because it says in the Megillat Ta'anit, Anishba, Lihitanot Be'erev Shabbat, Hareze Shvuat Shav. If you make a Shvua, I swear in the name of God to fast on Erev Shabbos, it's a Shvuat Shav. It's a Shvua in vain. Why? Now listen to his words, and I quote his words. Listen very carefully. Shemiktsat Erev Shabbat, Kishabbat. Anyone want to translate that part of Eve of Shabbos is like Shabbos. Namely, it has inherent importance to it. It's not just the day before. In and of itself, it's an important day. And therefore, because in and of itself, it's an important day, you have to go ahead and act differently. And one of the laws that make Erev Shabbos different is that you can't fast on Erev Shabbos. And therefore, it's extremely important to not just celebrate Shabbos, but to celebrate Erev Shabbos. And allow me to share with you one of the most beautiful passages that Rav Soloveitchik mentioned. He was talking about a Jew yearning for sanctity. So he mentions the following about the Shomer Shabbos communities in America where he functioned. But I think you know this, even in other communities around the world. And he says, allow me please to make a private confession concerning a matter that caused me such loss of sleep. Even in those neighborhoods made up predominantly of religious Jews, one can no longer talk of the sanctity of the Sabbath day. True, there are Jews in America who observe Shabbat, but it is not for the Sabbath that my heart aches. It is for the eve of Sabbath. There are Sabbath observing Jews in America, but there are not Erev Sabbath Jews who go out and greet the Sabbath with beating hearts, and I can't even read this word, pulsating souls. What does Rav Soloveitchik say? He says, Erev Shabbos has importance, not just Shabbos. It's not just the day before. Erev Shabbos is a day that's dedicated to a Jew yearning for more sanctity. More sanctity in Judaism always means more limitations. And on Shabbos, there's many limitations. We're yearning for the sanctity of the day. And therefore, Erev Shabbos has importance in and of itself. It's a day of yearning for sanctity. Shabbos is a day of sanctity, whether you like it or not. Erev Shabbos is a day of yearning toward sanctity by choice. So once again, I go back to what I said earlier. You can have Shabbos against your will, or you can have Shabbos by freedom of choice. Freedom of choice means accepting Shabbos early. That's what Rav Soloveitchik mentioned. Erev Shabbos, a Jew going out and saying today is special. In Israel, we are very, very privileged. Erev Shabbos is a day off for many people. So you feel in the air something's coming. By 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, stores close down. This is not the case outside of Israel. I know many stores outside of Israel. You can go to get a pizza. I'm not sure it's allowed. We mentioned earlier, get a pizza an hour before Shabbos. The store is open. It closes a half an hour before Shabbos. Takes the gentleman 10 minutes to get home. He takes a shower. He's in shul. Says Rav Soloveitchik, what's Erev Shabbos? It's a day that's important in and of itself. It's yearning for sanctity. Shabbos is sanctity against your will. Erev Shabbos is sanctity by choice. So this being the case, this Friday, do we call it Erev Shabbos or we call it Friday? There's a Monday, there's a Tuesday, there's a Friday. So we saw a difference of opinion here. You're not allowed to eat too much. Is it because it's the day before or is it because it has inherent importance? And we're going to see three ramifications now of this question. Number one.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Is it true that this concept might exist after Shabbat, that one really should have a... As opposed to just running it... Yeah, rather than just running into, you know, the computer and the phone and work again right after Shabbat.
Well, right after Shabbat, obviously, there's no limitations. But there is laws of Motzei Shabbos from Havdalah to Melav Malka. So you see, it also exists after Shabbos. Maybe we'll give a shir one day on that, the status of Motzei Shabbos. But at this point, let's deal with Erev Shabbos. And let's deal with three ramifications for what I said. So we mentioned earlier, maybe you can't finish the fast because Friday is a little like Shabbos. Let's see a few more ramifications to this question. Three in number. Number one. Mincha services on this Friday. So we all know on a fast day, we come to shul or to the parking lot or to wherever you're davening and you start davening and you say slichos and you read the vayichal and you say avinu malkeinu. Are we going to do all of that on Friday this week or not? Anyone? So comes along the Rama and says, in Kalu Be'erev Shabbos, Korin B'Shachris, or Mincha Vayichal, seems like from the Rama. Same like every fast day, mincha time, you may be dressed already in your Shabbos clothing, but you read Vayichal, you read the Haftorah, the Yeshua Hashem Behimatz'o, and indeed, Mishnah Berurah says you say Aneinu, regular. However, the Beit Yosef comes along and says in the name of the Abu Draham, yes, it's like a regular Friday, a regular weekday, but don't say the additional supplications we usually say at mincha, namely, we omit Tachanun, which is not a such, how can I say this nicely? Omitting Tachanun doesn't mean much. We omit Tachanun anytime there's an excuse and we're happy about it. Can I define the Tachanun experience for Jews? There's only one bigger Tachanun experience. When you omit Tachanun, It's a regular day. There's no additional davening, musaf, or whatnot. Davening is shorter. It's a Thursday or a Monday. And wine and choose happiness is hard to put into words. But suffice it to say that according to the Beit Kos, the name of the Abu Dram, at Mincha this week, we won't say Avinu Malkeinu and we won't say the Tachanun. Fine. But it's a regular Friday. Comes along the Agur and says, Umori, the Rebbe of the Agur, I don't know who it is, Ya'ale Katav, She'en Korin B'Sefer B'Mincha B'Erev Shabbat She'chal Me'arbat Samot Alalu B'Erev Shabbat. According to Shibole Haleket, his Rebbe of the Agur says, once Mincha time comes, it's already a special day, and it's not by, how can I say this, by coincidence, we don't say Tachanun on a regular Friday. It's because by that time, it's already a little like Shabbos. And therefore, no Tachanun, no Vayichal, regular Mincha. That being the case, I can already see, wait, if that's the case, maybe I can't be fasting by then. It's already a special day. So we see the difference of opinion. Is Friday just a weekday, but the day before? Or is it not just a weekday? It's a special day in and of itself. It's yearning for sanctity. We see this difference of opinion come to a fore regarding the question of what are we going to daven at Mincha this week? A regular fast day davening or not? Question number two. There's a very important law, Bruce, on Friday. So we mentioned don't be too satiated on Friday. On the other hand, don't be fasting on Friday. This is all regular Friday. And in between, not fasting, but on the other end, not being too satiated, we have another monkey wrench called tasting the Shabbos fruit on Erev Shabbos. Have you heard of this law? Why is it Jews are more overweight than non-Jews? Frum answer, because everyone around the world eats. We have to eat even our regular meals, plus Shabbos and Yontif big meals, plus on Friday, we have to taste the food of Shabbos. Why? Why? So if you would have asked me at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'd say to make sure it has enough salt, enough pepper. There's so many laws on Shabbos regarding adding spices. You got to taste, make sure it's edible. And indeed, I'm not stupid. Maybe I am, but on this issue, I might be right. Explains the Mishnah Berurah. G'day l'taknen yafek ahogen. And the Machzor Vitri brings the following words from Musas, Tohamea Chaim Zachu. We say on Shabbos in Musaf, whoever tastes it will gain life. It's a play on words here because this is not the pshat of what we say in Musaf. But from our perspective, what does it mean? It means taste the food and you gain life, because if you don't taste the food, then Friday night you're going to eat the soup and there'll be a fight. What's the fight? Arthur will say, there's not enough salt. And his wife will scream at him, you don't need more salt. And his daughter will say, why do I have to suffer if he doesn't need more salt? So in order for that not to happen, you want life? Life means calmness. Life means not too much stress. Life means taste the food on Erev Shabbos to make sure it has enough. Good. However, there's a descending opinion. And that's the Sharat Zion there of the Mishnah Berurah, his own parish on itself, brings the Shulchan Shlomo that says, the Etzem Ati'ima Hi Mitzvah. What does those words mean? Tasting it in and of itself is a mitzvah. It's not a preparation to make sure that Friday night the soup is delicious, or Shabbos the cholent is wonderful. But tasting the food on Erev Shabbos in and of itself is a mitzvah. Once again, two different points of view. Is it just the day before? So make sure you have food, make sure the food is good. Or no, in and of itself, it's a day of a little sanctity. And therefore, you have to taste the food of Shabbos a bit, because it's a bit of sanctity to make sure that you make the day special. But you don't taste the food to preparation of the next day. You're tasting the food because that day in and of itself is a special day. Finally, the last ramification, after we mentioned fasting, and we mentioned what we're going to say at Mincha, and we mentioned tasting the food, is a very important question. When do you get up from Shiva on a Friday? Everybody knows that you don't sit on a low stool on Shabbos, even though it's part of your Shiva. When do you get up from the floor? There's the Shulchan Aruch in one place. You know, if indeed you're about to get up from Shiva, because if Yontif is going to stop your Shiva, you can't take a shower and wash your, not a shower per se, but you can't take a bath until it's Shabbos. How are you going to take a bath on Yontif? That's a whole question in and of itself. And indeed, Rav Ovadia Yosef says, says Rav Ovadia, you tell an Ovel on Friday, he said Shiva till Shabbos. When does he get up from Shiva? For enough time for him to get up, very carefully, based on the laws of Shiva, wash himself, put on his Shabbos clothes. It should take 7 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it might be. A shaving, that's all. And whoever does otherwise and tells you, no, they get up already at 1 o'clock, they get up already at 3 o'clock. And indeed, if you want to know, there was a great rabbi in the Yeki community in Washington Heights, Rav Shimon Schwab, and he wanted to teach his community a lesson. So when did he pay a shiva call? Friday? At 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Everyone knew the rabbi's coming Friday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon to teach everyone. It's a shiva till Shabbos. You teach everyone Friday's a weekday, a regular weekday, and you sit for Shabbos. However, there's a different opinion that says Friday. It's not just a weekday, it's a special day. Shulchan Aruch, again, the Yesh Metirin Lichotz Achei Tfilat HaMincha. And the Gesher Achayim, who was the Posek of, I would say, Jerusalem and Hagim on Avelus, the Gesher Achayim. For a moment, I forgot his name. I don't know why. Let me give you a second. Oh, of course, Rabbi Tikhochinsky, who wrote the Luach, many of you have. Rabbi Tikhochinsky wrote the Gesher Achayim and says in Jerusalem, the Yesh Lahachriya, Shemitna'er Bizman Plaga Mincha, Sha'az Matchila Kedushas HaShabbos. He says, when do you get up from Plaga Mincha? He brings a Shut Shiva Tzion that says Mincha Ketana. Why? Because the sanctity of Shabbos already begins. You can still use your phone. You can still cook. But the sanctity of Shabbos already begins then. Reminiscent. I say reminiscent, but not the same. Like Erev Pesach after Chatzot when we brought the Korban Pesach. I say not the same because that in and of itself was Vatel Avelus, not the case on Erev Shabbos. But reminiscent that by Chatzot, there's a little sanctity in the air. They brought the Korban Pesach then. They said, Hallel, there's already sanctity in the air. The Isser Chomet kicks in with the Oraisa. So says Gesher Achayim, a regular Friday from a certain point, it's already a day of a little sanctity. And therefore, I called it a day of yearning to sanctity. I say, well, if that's the case, this Friday, Asara B'Teves, we have a big problem. It's a fast day, a sad day. But on the other hand, it's an Erev Shabbos that may, I say may have, inherent importance. Do we fast till the end or don't we? Will we change our mincha services or not? Will we have to taste some food, not swallow it, just to show today's a special day or not? And when do you get up from Shiva? Is it in and of itself a special day or not? So we had a fascinating shiur today, at least for me, Arthur. It wasn't fascinating for you, for me. And that shiur was a shiur about, don't try to mix me up with the facts. Arthur, is Erev Shabbos a special day? Or no, it's a regular day of the week. It's a weekday. It happens to be the day before Shabbos, so we prepare for Shabbos. That's it. It's a weekday. A weekday. But the evidence seems to point to the direction of, well, maybe it's not a regular day after all. We do omit tachanun at mincha. And we saw various ramifications today to prove that maybe in and of itself, Friday is a special day. And I leave you with this thought today. You can have sanctity against your will. And that's when Shabbos begins and Yontif begins, etc. Or you can choose to be in a sanctified environment. And that's what you do on Erev Shabbos. Shabbos is dictated. 39 things forbidden, certain things you must do. Friday is not dictated. How do you make it special? How do you make it unique? How do you make it a day of semi-sanctity? You better use your creativity. That's up to you. Have a good day, everyone. I wish you a very, very substantial and easy fast and a substantial Erev Shabbos. Kol Tov. Rabbi Kantarovich, take it away.
Shalom Aleichem, gentlemen.